Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Siman Tuf Nun Aleph. We are finishing up the Ramah in Sif Chaf Aleph, where the Ramah was talking about a Tanur Shel Beis Chayav. What's a Tanur Shel Beis Chayav? Tanur Shel Beis Chayav is, they used to have these fireplaces, right? A boiler room, or really more like a fireplace, and they have like a ledge on top, and they would do their cooking a lot of times on top of this fireplace which had a ledge on it. And Rama says that its din was like a din of a clay cheres, and therefore you couldn't put things on top of it on Pesach, because since during the year it was used for putting things like pashida on top of it, when it's hot on top of this ledge from the tanur shel beis chayav. So if you put anything on Pesach on it, it would be bailayayit, and you can't really kasher it, because the kashering and doing a hesek from the inside will not get to the outside. Not really 100% sure why they couldn't kasher it on the outside, but I guess practically it couldn't be done that way. So now he goes as follows. The Ramah had said, the Asul Asum Shudavar al Hatanur BePesach. You're not allowed to go ahead and put anything on top of this Tanur Beis Chorev on Pesach. So the Ramos here, the Mishnah Berurah here says, Sifkatan Kuf Lamed Vav, Hainu Kisha Tanur Cham. Saying when the fireplace is Cham and the ledge is now hot on top, it's going to be Asur Afim Matzah Tzayni. Even if the matzah that's put on it is cold, since the top of the Tanur is hot from the fireplace being on, then it's going to be a problem. Same thing would be the opposite way. If the matzah chama, if the matzah is hot, afim atamur tzoni. Even if the tanur right now is cold, even if the fireplace is not lit, uvishneim tzoni. However, when both are cold, the derech keva. If it's a derech keva, if it's done all the time, if you want to use it all the time to go ahead and place things on it on Pesach, that's aser. However, as we've said all along, uvederech arai. However, as we said yesterday and a couple of days ago, if it's just an occasional usage, and the kosher Pesach stuff, food, pots, this, that, is placed on the cold tanur ledge, the tanur Pesach Chorev's ledge, they're both cold, and it's done occasionally, ain't iser, it's going to be okay, in kibed v'nika, if you cleaned it very well, the gabe atan, the top of the tanur, shalom nimtzasham chametz v'en, and there's clearly no chametz around, stuck to it on top, with the motion of who are, like we said earlier, and so sif aleph. Well, in the diavad, he said, now, in the diavad, what happens in miniach alei matzah? Did you put matzah on the tanur when it was cham, kishatanur cham, o kisha matzah chama, or when the matzah was hot, o shneim chama, when they're both hot. What's the story? So, o serak tachtoni o samatzah kadei klipa. It's going to answer the bottom of that matzah, kadei klipa. Now, the achronim will ask why they say kadei klipa and not kadei netila, so it's a good shaila, but regardless, legabe our matzahs, it's not going to make a difference, because it's going to aser our matzahs that are very thin. Now this is all if the matzahs are just put straight onto the ledge of the tanur. However, if he went ahead and placed the, let's say, a chont pot with chont in there, kosher l'pesach chont, and it's hot, so afilu m'shneim chamin, even if they're both hot, ain't oser b'dieved. It's not going to aser b'dieved. Why? She'ain iser habalua. Because the Iser Balua in the Tanur Beis Chorev is not going to be Yotze Midoifet HaTanur, not going to come out of the ledge of the Tanur, the wall of the Tanur, the Dofen HaKedera, to the wall of the Kedera, meaning the bottom of the Kedera and the top of the Tanur are both Kalim, and with nothing in between, there's nothing in between them, and meaning there's no liquid. So whenever there's no liquid between two Kalim, so there's no blia from one to the other, and therefore the evidence would for sure be okay. But right, in a yisur baluah yotzei midofen atanur dofen nakderu. L'chatchila, however, gam kederos asur laniach sham. L'chatchila, you can't even put kederos on top there. Why? B'chol gamne in losh shneim tzoyinim. L'chatchila, unless they're both cold and you put it there occasionally, only occasionally, you should not go ahead and put on a hot pot. Why? Because we're afraid that, let's say, a little liquid splashes on the outside, then you're in big trouble. Right? We always have this concern. U'kishminiach dover mafsik. But if you have something that's separating between the pot and the tanur, kemo barzel, like let's say an iron piece of, let's say, blech or something like that, u'kahagavna mitachtov, something like that under, between the kli and the top of the tanur, o'shetiach betit ba'ad liyatzba, or you went ahead and you applied a layer of clay on it, mutter liyishdamesh hakol nomal. Then it's going to be mutter to use it and put things and even hot pots on there. Chol elu ha dinim, and all these dinim shayach gam be kachlin hasuyin be tanurim min hatzad. These are same dinim would be when you have these little ovens on the side, meaning you had, they used to have let's say an insert of an oven in the fireplace. It would be like a regular oven, like our ovens, and then like so these like regular ovens, but they actually would cook inside the oven. So how would you be able to put, let's say, a pot inside these kachlin when they were hot? You can't just go ahead and put a kisui, a covering, right? It's not gonna be effective. That's what he says. Ella d'sham, he points out, these dinim in principle are shayach the kachlin that are in the tanur from the other side. Ella d'sham ein mogel there. It's not gonna help to have a hefsek barzel. You can't just go ahead and put it on the floor of this kachlin of the oven. You can't put a piece of barzel there or layer it with some clay. It's like, if we imagine in our oven, you can't go ahead and put something in the oven and just layer the bottom of the oven. You have the sides of the oven. Ella in kain, tiach betit gam minat stadim. You have to go ahead and, you know, cover the sides. Begam milamala, and also above. Achein tiach shalomala inu ma'akimidev. However, the tiach above, that's not going to trafe up your pot of food in the pot of food in there, even if it's open b'di'evet. However, he says you should make some kisui al kederos of niyasham. But if you cover the kederos that are in this oven, you cover the pot that's inside the oven, then mutar lechatchila. Then I'll be mutar lechatchila afkish she'ein sham tiach mamal, even if it's not covered from above. Now, practically, what has to be done in an oven, like if we want to use our oven, they have to be a full oven insert, and that's what people do. If they can't kasher their insides of their oven, they have a full metal oven insert, and that way you'll be able to use it on Pesach. And now let's talk about the inside of the tanur. If it wasn't kasher, so what would be halacha lemaisa? So if in the end of the day, if you put it inside the tanur and you put matzah in there, it's dino the same dinu bika ala tanur because it has ubliya. And with respect to baking matzahs in such an oven, dino kemoshen is bar. The din will be like we say in Siman Tav Samach Aleph, Ayin Sham. We're going to see the halachas there when we get there. That in terms of making the matzahs in such an oven, we're going to see that you have to kasher the tanur the kavana the Torah Pesach, and this way you'll be sure that you're going to have gecholim al pi kol ha-tanur. You're going to have gecholim, you're going to have coals throughout the whole inside of the tanur. Ule'inyin bishul besocho. And with respect to cooking inside the oven, not putting matzahs there, after l'chadchila tzarech, even l'chadchila tzarech lashiro et kasher gam lezeh kemo lafia, o, as we said, yatiach tit avi etzba es karkioso. You have to go ahead, otherwise, or layer it with clay, like the thickness of a etzba, of a finger. You have to go ahead and layer the bottom there. Mikomakom b'di'eved, ein la'sar ha'tavshil, af im lo'oshiru b'di'eved. It's not going to afser that which is cooking in the pot, even if he was not machshir. So just to summarize this sifkatan, comes out that if the oven is warm, one cannot place matzah on it, and the same is true if just the matzah was hot, warm, hot. I shouldn't say warm, it should be hot. And when both are cold, it should not be used permanently, but temporary use is not going to be usher if it was properly cleaned. The evident peelable layer of the bottom of the matzah has to be removed if it was placed on it. And if one placed a pot of food on the oven, then it's not going to be usher with the evident at all. The chatchila is going to be usher to even place pots there. And if there's something that serves as a barrier between the pot and the oven, you apply a layer of clay or iron, then you can use the top of the oven, even the chatchila for hot. And the same goes with the inside, except with the inside, you have to be concerned with the walls and the top, if there were pots cooked in there and things cooked in there, because the assumption is the pots were open, right? It's going to be steam and stuff that's going to chametz stick the walls and the bottom. Therefore, everything's going to have to be covered. The eved, if the top wasn't covered, it's going to be okay. The chatchila, if you have the pot covered, the pot itself covered, then even if the top of the oven was not covered, it will be okay. Again, if you have the pot covered, it's going to be okay. Even the chatchila, once again, if it's open, then the chatchila should not be in there unless the whole oven sides and top were separated with either metal or clay. And now we move on to sif chaf gimel. Klei cheres hametzupin behituch zechuchis. What happens if you have klei cheres, let's say ceramic earthenware that is glazed with glass, right? It has a glass glaze. So dinam klei cheres. It didn't like klei cheres. We're going to see coming up that the Shulchan Aruch's position is that glass will not need to be kasher. Rama holds it can't be kasher. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, here zechuchis is not going to help. The glaze is not going to help. It's still going to be viewed as a kli cheres that is going to have absorbed chametz, and therefore it's like a kli cheres. It can not be kasher if there was with anything hot that was on it during the year. It cannot be kasher with hagalah, and we're in big trouble in terms of kashering. And that's what you have with many dishes, glazed dishes that are ceramic and things like that are kli cheres. They cannot be kasher even if there's glass, and can't. Or according to the Shulchan Aruch, can't view it as you would view glass, as we're going to see. The Shulchan Aruch has a very important kula when it comes to glass, like we said, that you do not need to kasher glass. Again, the Ramah says you can kasher glass, so it's not going to, the glaze is not going to really help the Gabe Ashkenazim. Now, when it comes to mitzupin, kufla mitzayin, so we said, what are we talking about? It's glazed mikol tzad. We have to cut the mechab, even though the mechab is going to write in Sikh Chavav. The clay is zuchuchis, eno bolei aklal, that totally glass dishes and glasses and things like that is not bolei at all. Hacha kevan de mechupa ala cheres. Here, since it's the glass is glazed over the cheres, v'nitzraf imo b'kisha, and it's made together with it in the furnace, bala tvei, it's going to absorb more, and therefore we treat it like a clay cheres that is obviously going to be problematic to kasher with hagala. Let's move weiter. Sif katan kuf lamed ches behituch zechuchis. It was glazed, right? It was glazed. Vaskamas achronim lahachmir and the achronim amachmir af behituch oferes obdil the lo mahani hagala. That the achronim go ahead and they say that even with respect to a glaze of lead or tin, those glazes, which are, you know, in principle kasherable, those are not going to, it's not going to help when they're glazed over a clay cheres. The reason being, very simple, that once again, look what he says. He says that v'fikish neshtamish bo chametz b'chamin nivlea chametz, when you use it during the year with chametz, it's hot, the chametz gets absorbed, the whole ovi akli, the whole thickness of the kli, and nivla gam becheresh etachas oferes. It's going to get absorbed in the cheres that is under the glaze of lead. Veshuv eino nifla min olam, and it's not going to come out anymore again. Once again, with hagala ever sifkat and kuf lametes. So again, this kli cheres that's glazed with glass has a din of kli cheres. So lomar means to say ba'azim tashmisho b'chamin lo mahani hagala. And then, if it's tashmish, if its use would be with hot, hagala is not going to help because, again, it's treated like vecheres. Hagala doesn't help. And chila peinu yakli mikarka yeruka o levana u shchura makes no difference if the kli, what type of karka was being used for the cheres. Karka yeruka is a more karka yeruka is a its blios are. Its absorptions are stronger than a regular kli cheres. So there it makes no difference. It's hagala is not going to kasher. Afilo maya chalaka below b'kayim, even if it's smooth without any holes or gaps in it. Mikoma kamu baleya al yedei chamin, it's going to absorb with heat. And bottom line is, it's treated like a kli cheres. It's That's what it is inside. Then he says, if you're using these, glazed clay cheres with the normal use is with coal, then az yesh chiluk, then there's a chiluk. Dimakti nasa mi karka yaruka, if it's made from karka yaruka, ain't lata kanet. You're not going to be able to help the situation because the bliyas are stronger than regular clay cheres. Because the darach leblowa, because the darach is to be balea. Ve'im milavana ushchara, but if it's from levana ushchara, yitarim ba'agala u'irui, it's going to, you'll be able to then kasher it ba'agala u'irui, k'nomar le'el v'siv chaf aleph, like we said in Sif Chaf Aleph, that a kli cheres that was bolea, even with kavisha, it's so named, 24 hours, you can kasher with agala or iroi, afilu in yeshba b'kayim, even if it has some like breaks in the glaze. The glaze is not totally smooth over the ceramic kli. V'im ein ba b'kayim, and if it's the glaze is totally smooth over the ceramic clay cheres, clay ain't sarach hagala uchashichshuk ba'al masagi. Again, if this is the regular mulvana ushchayra, is a regular clay cheres. So if the regular clay cheres with a total clear glaze above it, and you just use it for coal, then ain't sarach hagala. You do not require hagala at all. Uchashichshuk ba'al masagi. Just going ahead and scrubbing it well, and mincing it and scrubbing it, will be enough. Come forward, your day, Simon Kuflamet Hale, and Yayin Nesach, we said with respect to Yayin Nesach. And the basic idea is that since the cheres is coated with zechuchis and it's totally smooth, so it's not going to be bolea at all. Bitsonin, in that sense, it's better than a regular stamp clay cheres. Okay? And you will not need to go ahead and kasher with Hagala or Hiri. Continuing on, we have the Ramah says, so comes the Rama now and he says that there are places that have the minhag not to use glazed earthenware utensils, even if they are new. And he says one need not be machmir about this, except in a place that has this minhag. What exactly is going on here? Why should a brand new kli that's glazed be a problem? Like that didn't have chametz in it. So he says, even shalom nishtamish ben chametz me'olam, never was used this kli at all, the chametz. The reason is l'fisha mikzah sumanin, oisin pulas atzipui, al yedei subin. The reason is because some of the craftsmen that make this and coat these kalim, they use bran in the coating process. Bran, which is chametz. Arei yishkan chametz balua, and if this chametz absorb b'toch atzipui in the glaze. Afilu atzipui me'at mibachutz, gamkein eina, even if the glaze is only, let's say, on the outside of, let's say, a crock pot, a ceramic cheres crock pot, or some type of pot, it's only on the outside where the food does not seemingly touch the glaze, he says. Gam kein eina kedai, it's not kedai, he says. Hosen kelim shenotef, and he says, and those kelim that shenotef aleim lepamim tipim me'atacha me kelim acherim ein lahakdim. What he's saying here is it seems to be so that in the process, sometimes they would have like the process of making the glaze with bran, so certain kalim might have like a little splashing of the glaze onto another kli. So with that, you don't have to worry. He said, "Why exactly you don't have to?" I ain't a sharat tzion. And finally, sif katan kuf mem aleph rak v'mkayim haminag. He said the Rama says only the places that have a minag not to use these brand new glazed dishes, earthenware, cheres dishes, only with a minhag, you have to be makbid. He says, "Vafilu ba'osa makomos in yadua." Even the makomos that are makbid, if you know shekli cheres zelo erev uman subim b'tzipiyut, if you know for sure, like there's like a hechsher, and you know that the uman did not go ahead and use any bran in his process of glaze, then yesh lakid can be makel. V'fichach noigim be'ezim makomos. That's why some places have the minhag. Sheyudi oimei agaban. It has someone standing there, a mashgiach. Shas malacha when they make it the rosh shlo yisakei nasipui al yedei asubin to see that the sipui was not made, the glaze was not made with bran, and this is basically the equivalent of having a hesher, right? Having someone watch the process of being made and putting an OU on it. Sif chav dalet clay eitz hametzuklim b'samanim shekoyin barbanim. If you have here these wooden utensils that are coated with materials called barnish, they have the same halacha dinam yichlei cheres. they have the same din as a clay cheres. Now, what's the pshat? What are we talking about? What is this clay eitz, a wooden utensil with this glaze of salmon? What is that, and why should it have a din of clay cheres? What's the big deal? What's the problem? So it comes to Mishnah Brura, and he explains, Magal is not going to help in the shtamish v'hem chameis b'cham. And if it was used during the year, these glazed wooden kalim with this sipui of salmonim called barnis, because the salmon prevents the hagala from enabling any extraction of the blios that is in the eitz. What's the basic idea? Because these choymer hasamamonim, doime lecheres, these like types of materials that they used for the glaze of the wood, whatever they were, don't have the ability to enable extraction through hagala like cheres. So therefore, even though it absorbed and it got absorbed into the eitz through this, this glaze prevents that absorption to be polite. That, in other words, it went into the eitz al yedei bli of cham, but it's not going to be able to be plita because of this glaze that's covering it. And comes the Ramah now, and he says, the yesh mekomo shemachmirim shalolish damish bekelim tzvuyim, a place that machmir not to use painted kelim. Afilu ein chadoshim yinil kenu. What's the reason? Because if kam kufem gimel, tzvuyim bekarkom u kedoyme, they are painted with, right, paint, kufem dalet, and you can't even use chadoshim, painted kelim, the new painted kelim. Chayshinim, because again, shemahaya ayidei subin, we're concerned that they have bran in this type of paint, or maybe these are old kalim that were already chametzik that were painted over, and therefore the minog was not to go ahead to be machmir, not to go ahead and use any painted kalim. Back to the Ramah. Also, if it was glazed with some type of tinish glaze, ein laachmir b'zeh rak b'makom shenagu iser. Sifkatan kuf mem hey. Again, he says, technically would be with these bedil glaze, and he says it only should be machmir in the places with their machmir. Look at the Mishnah Brura, b'chein ha-mechupan bedil, which are lomar, afilu ein chadashim, even if they're new. The gam came in tam and harlel, same thing, and maybe it was glazed with some type of bran or chametz, shepam ha-matzipul ayidei subin, o shechipa kele mishanim, or because, once again, maybe it was glazed with this tin glaze that was really under it a old kli, we wrote there. Now, we finished basically the Amud for today, but you should realize that the Shulchan Aruch discussion here is limited to one material that covers a second material. He doesn't discuss the halacha when the actual kli is made from a mixture of different materials, some of which can be kashered and some cannot. So some poskim, they hold that the status of the kli is determined by the majority of the material. For example, we have a precedent for this approach by Tuma and Tahara status, that a kli is determined by the majority, the rove of the material. Others say this is, you can't compare it to, because the issue here is the absorbed taste in the walls of the kli. If the kli contains material from which taste cannot be extracted, hagala will not be fully effective, and the kli remains chametzdik. However, if a kli is made from a material that could be kashered, but that kli is coated, and the coating contains materials that cannot be kashered, the halacha is more makel, and one might be able to kasher the kli. The reason is that generally the coating is very thin, and the kli is 60 times the material in the coating that cannot be kashered. However, since we're machmir when it comes to Pesach, and we ask for even the smallest amount of chametzik taste, you have to be machmir. This is the Piskei Tshuvas. Adkan.